Lucasta Smirk Goes Berserk, written by David Tinkler and read by Richard Mitchley.
Chapter 1.
"This is a most important test," squeaked Sherbet Lemon. He was really called Herbert Lennon, but the sixth years at Little Sprat called their dear old teacher Sherbet Lemon because he was so sweet. "All the children in England are to be tested, and if a class does badly, then its teacher will be replaced." "What do you mean, replaced?"
asked Lucasta Smirk. She was sitting at the back, feeling nervous.
"He means sacked,"
cried Wayne Drain cheerfully.
"Replaced by a new breed of super teachers," explained Sherbet Lemon.
You could tell he was worried by the way his hands trembled as he clutched the test papers.
"Many important people nowadays believe that the modern child is treated far too softly," continued the dear old chap. "And they also believe that many teachers lack the 3 R's approach."
"But, sir, what are the 3 R's?
Asked Lucasta anxiously. Like the rest of the sixth years, she felt that if ever a teacher was going to be sacked for being kind and soft, that teacher would be Sherbet Lemon. He was a sweetie pie.
The 3 R's, Lucasta, stand for ruthlessness, relentlessness and rattiness."
"You mean, sir, that all the nice, sweet, kind teachers will be replaced by ones that are ruthless, relentless and ratty?"
"Yes, I mean yes,"
replied the unhappy teacher. He knew, deep in his bones, that if ever a class was going to fail a test, then that class would be this one.
"If children do not perform well enough, I am afraid that is what will happen."
The sixth years sat numbly and dumbly while their kind old teacher paced between the tables, handing out the test papers.
"When I give the word, turn the paper over and start work," he told them. "You have 5 minutes, starting now."
With a tingling tongue, a dry throat and trembling fingers, sweet little Lucasta Smirk opened the test paper and read the questions with dread. I am afraid that all the children did very badly in the test. Not one of them scored a single mark. And that is why, next Monday morning, when they arrived in their classroom, nattering and prattling, there was no Sherbet Lemon to greet them sweetly. Instead, a new child trainer stood by the desk, alert and dangerous.